RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
It can be quite confusing and a bit scary when women hear about the BRCA gene, the BRCA gene, and whether they should get tested. And what do you do with the information once you've gotten tested and find out whether or not you have the gene? And people in the media have come out and had double mastectomies. What do you do? What is it you ask your doctor? My guest today is Dr. Richard Penson. He's associate professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. And with us also today is Cindy McKinnon. She is an ovarian cancer survivor with BRCA1. Welcome to the show, both of you. Dr. Penson, starting with the testing, who should get tested for this gene?
So we're now recommending that everybody get tested who develops ovarian, peritoneal, or fallopian tube cancer. And we're trying to find families where people are at risk. So the idea is you test Angelina Jolie's mother, you find out she has a gene, and then you can do something for the next generation so that that generation who carry the predisposition gene can take their health more actively in control and do preventive surgery.
People tend to hear about this gene and this genetic component with breast cancer, but it's also linked to ovarian cancer as well, yes?
Correct, yeah. And it's much more dangerous in the context of ovarian cancer. For most people with breast cancer, it's going to be detected by mammography or early, and they're cured. For most people with ovarian cancer, it's a life-threatening illness. So to detect it or to prevent it is really important.
And because we don't have any other screening methods for ovarian cancer, which has been called the silent killer, and symptoms, when they do pop up, can be quite late. So, Cindy, how did you know that you had ovarian cancer?
Well, I do have a family history, so I was always well aware of that, so always on the lookout. We weren't necessarily sure that there was a mutation. And fortunately, I had symptoms early on. So it was my symptoms that prompted me to get medical attention.
Well, now every woman wants to know what your symptoms were.
The tricky part is the symptoms are very similar to a lot of other ailments. But basically, I had pretty quickly gained a lot of middle section weight. So I was very bloated, back pain. I just knew something wasn't right. And I also had some incontinence with urinating. So that was the biggest symptom that I had that triggered, you know, the concern.
Okay, so Dr. Penson, women, we all feel bloated sometimes, and if we've had kids, we get that incontinence she mentioned. The symptoms can be so subtle. So what do we do for the rest of us that maybe don't have a history of ovarian cancer, but we're worried about it? I'm 51, just starting perimenopause here, and it certainly is a concern to me. And while I've interviewed Fran Drescher a number of times, and she as well is an ovarian cancer survivor. So what are we supposed to do for the rest of us if there's not that genetic, you know, hereditary component? Do we get tested for the gene? What do you want us to do?
Right, so some sort of concrete recommendations. So there were four symptoms that people have sort of suggested may be able to detect early stage ovarian cancer: pain, bloating, nausea, and urinary symptoms. But we don't think they're good enough. So if you do get symptoms that you're worried about, they persist for more than 2 weeks or get progressively worse, see your doctor. What we're trying to talk about is raising awareness of the prevention of ovarian cancer by gene testing. So this year, last year actually, Mary Claire King, 2014, won the Lasker Prize for discovering BRCA1, and she put out a call that everybody should be gene tested. That's not recommended at the moment. We don't want to sort of scaremonger very many people who are never going to get ovarian cancer. One in 70 women gets ovarian cancer. But what we really want to avoid is families that are at risk, just burying their head in the sand and thinking there's nothing can be done about the disease. So, like Cindy was saying, if you have a family history, and it used to be two first-degree relatives, mother, sister, daughter, one of whom's under 50, then start getting gene tested. Now we're saying anybody with breast or ovarian cancer, that person in the family should get gene tested to try and ensure that the next generation are able to do preventive surgery and take control of their risks and prevent getting ovarian cancer.
Who do we ask to give us a gene test? Do we go to our OB-GYN and say, okay, I want this? And is insurance covering it, or are there certain things that insurance says, well, you know, maybe somebody in your family had breast cancer, but we don't think this is medically necessary?
Because we don't test the general population yet, you have to go see OBGYN, you have to see or a primary care or a medical or an oncology doctor. You have to see a doctor first, see a genetics counselor, and then they get reimbursed by insurance. Essentially, you have to test somebody in the family who has cancer first in developing the pedigree, the family tree of risk of cancer. So, you know, this is a family sort of campaign. The idea is a little bit like obesity and heart risk. We want to be proactive about lifestyle. We want people to be proactive about the genetic risk of things. You have to ask granny, you know, what did your great aunt die of? She just had sort of something and went into hospital. We want the windows to be open, more light on good healthcare choices.
Well, certainly lifestyle is so important, and I'm an exercise physiologist, Dr. Penson, and so, yes, lifestyle and prevention are so important. Cindy, what is it like for you now? We only have a minute and a half left. So as a survivor, what are you doing now in your lifestyle to really make that difference for yourself?
Just choosing healthier choices with nutrition and trying to stay within a healthy, you know, BMI, and just, you know, going, making sure that you follow up with your doctors when you need to, when they tell you to. So basic general things that most people should be doing anyway to take care of themselves.
Dr. Penson, last minute here to you. You have about a minute and a half. Please give us your best advice about ovarian cancer. It's quite scary for women to hear those words, and because it doesn't get quite as much media attention. So tell us about the BRCA gene and what you really want people to know.
I think what we want is to replace fears with good information. And the message we're trying to get out is that nearly half of the BRCA-positive ovarian cancer patients don't have a significant family history, so we want everyone tested. And this is a new season where we have effective drugs. The targeted therapies have arrived, and for BRCA, it's olaparib. So we not only want to be proactive about finding things, they're not just a curse to future generations in that patient, they are the doorway to preventive surgery that is really effective, and to new drugs like olaparib that can make it a huge difference for the future of patients.
Where would you like listeners to go? Yes, Cindy, sure.
Website, which is a great resource for people that are interested in finding out more. It's facingourrisk.org. And FORCE is the trusted resource for people concerned about hereditary breast and ovarian and related cancers.
FacingOurRisk.org, and we can get good information there, and that's what we're talking about right here on Radio MD. And if you missed any of this, please listen anytime on demand or on the go. Share this show with your friends, because ladies, this is something that we all need to be aware of, the prevention, the lifestyle modifications, and if you are at risk, talk to your doctor. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. We've got a great show coming up, so stay well and stay tuned.